interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, everyone. Can you believe that March is coming to a close? This 2021, I hope, is treating you all well. And one of the best ways that you can decipher if a year is treating you good or not is based on your happiness in the workplace. And we are going to delve a little bit into that with our guest. I do quickly want to give a shout out, of course, to some of our wonderful sponsors that makes this broadcast feasible each and every week. So thank you to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They never outsource your loan and they only use local appraisers. That's great news, because as you are getting your stimulus money and your tax returns, think about home ownership. Inventory is low. You have to be pre-approved first. Caliber can help you with that. And then by using local appraisers, you know that what you're looking for is going to match what the market is serving up right here in the Treasure Coast. That's really special. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, Port St. Lucie, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. And a special thank you to my friends over at True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon in all of Vero, right here in off of Old Dixie. You'd be surprised the caliber of the stylists they have at price points for all of us, with hours of operation that can fit in all of our schedules, including evenings and weekends. And they are so big-hearted. They were generous donors for the Senior Resource Association Virtual Musical Bingo. And, you know, I like to personally do business with businesses that give back to the community. So hats off to Courtney and her amazing team at True Color Salon of Vero, the largest salon throughout the Treasure Coast. All right, so here in the studio, I want to talk about how exciting the current job market is, because if you drive like I do, I'm a bit of a road warrior representing the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Networking Luncheons in all the towns throughout the Treasure Coast, as well as White Glove Moving and Storage on the daily. I see now hiring left and right. What does this mean? How is it going to affect us? The one and only Catherine McCord is here in the studio. She's the president of Titan Management. She's also herself a host of Career Launch, which is a really exciting visual type of podcast. I got the privilege of being a guest a few weeks back. Yeah. It was really fun. So, Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Anna. I am really excited to be here today and to get to talk about my local environment.
Right, because you and I met a few months ago actually at my ladies' luncheon. Yes. That I host. And for those of you that are listening, if you are a lady, you want to network, you want to be able to build some relationships and see your business and events grow, well, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network is the most cost-effective and really supportive, fun, positive environment for you to do that. Right, Catherine?
It is. I actually really look forward to those events, and I have decided I'm actually going to adjust the time of my show to make sure I can make all of them.
Because, yay!
Seriously, I'm adjusting my entire schedule to make sure that I can make all three lunches every
Chica Trio. Mm-hmm. There you go. You get bonuses if you become a Chica Trio member. And you can see all that at tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. But that's how we met. And because you specialize in recruitment as yes. one of your fortes, for hard-to-find job placement, like, for yes. example, movers, it's very physical, it's very manual, and it's not for everyone, especially no. in Florida.
Yes, and I'm also doing work with a local garage repair company that's a member of our network.
Yeah.
And working with them, and it's very interesting because we have a unique job market here, and a lot of people I don't think necessarily realize that. So we have a lot of small business, right?
Yes.
Which is incredible for other business owners, but for the job market, it makes it very unique because there's a lot of specialty type roles. And it's a lot more intimate hiring process because these people are going to work with you every single day, hands-on. It's not a big corporate situation very
no.
often.
Yeah.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very personal type of situation. And so one of the things that's most interesting about the Treasure Coast and that I enjoy very much about working it is that everybody takes it personally. That's not common. And that it's easier for job seekers to get that personal in where it's not at other companies. You can literally walk in and meet the person that's going to hire you and make an impression before your interview easily here, where you cannot do that
valid.
Other places.
Yeah.
You can't. And so that's
There's usually so many gatekeepers in those big cities.
And you can't get through to anybody. You can't even figure out who is going to be interviewing you most of the time. But here, you can. And that's an amazing advantage for our job seekers. It really, really is. And like you said, there's actual hiring signs, which I think is so cute because I'm from Dallas and you don't really see those, but you do here. You do see those kinds of things here. And it's exciting too because now that COVID is hopefully, fingers crossed, coming
on its
to
way
a close.
Out. C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
Au revoir. Not interested. It is the market is booming again, and in-person interviews are a thing, and jobs are opening back up, and companies are flourishing again. So we are seeing a big pickup. And with all of these people moving here, which is interesting.
Right. Call White Glove.
Yes.
Agent for Beacons. We can bring you into or out of Florida or move you locally. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
It's incredible. These guys are phenomenal.
Because there are a number of folks in the job market relocating from South Florida to come up to our neck of the woods for that ability to grow within a company.
100%. Oh, my gosh, yes. And also, we are getting a huge influx from New York and New Jersey.
Correct.
Huge influx, yes. Yeah. So from both the South and the North, they're just coming up and down 95 at us.
Yeah, they really are.
And it's really interesting. We're booming. And so right now for entrepreneurs or business owners or managers, whatever your position is, if you're trying to hire, this is the time. Right now, be active about it. Be aggressive about it. And the number one thing that you can do to attract top talent that a lot of people miss is to start on your employer branding before you ever get into this. For instance, the work you've done with White Glove Moving is you've put this huge brand out there. Everybody can find out what they're about and what's going on with them. That's so important to establish that. Get on your social media and post. Show pictures of what you guys are doing every day. Have your workers commenting and talking about what's going on, because people will feel more comfortable with an organization where they can find information about what it's like to actually be there every single day.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, that's huge. And so if you want to get the best talent, that's one of the things. Another thing is to be active about your recruiting. A lot of people just want to place an ad and go, meh, they'll come to me. No.
Because the competition's stiff. So many people are hiring.
Yes, so many people are hiring. So get out there, be active, network. Go to things like Premier Women's, I'm missing up the title, Premier Women's Networking.
Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. You got it. You were so close, darling.
I was so close.
So close.
Go to things like that. It's a phenomenal way to find top talent. It's a phenomenal way to get your name out there so that other people will have you in mind. Oh, you're looking for a job. Yeah, I just heard of White Glove Moving or whoever.
Correct.
Or Titan Management out here looking for this new position. Like, I'm looking for a civil engineer right now for a client that's relatively local. And so one of the things I'm doing is talking about it when I'm out networking. Right.
For sure.
So that's huge. So network, talk about it, and also get on LinkedIn. This area is
such a resource.
It is.
I love LinkedIn.
I do too. And so many people from this area are not on LinkedIn. We actually seem to have kind of this little pocket of people that aren't that big on it. But you should be, because there's so many good professionals out there. And if you want to get the top talent, be out there, be talking, be commenting, be interacting, and those people will come to you. So it's so important to do.
Valuable information. If you're just tuning into the program, we are chatting with Catherine McCord. She's our president of Titan Management. And if you could just give a quick synopsis for our listeners about Titan Management as a whole.
Okay. So I founded Titan in 2014. I'm actually coming up with my 7-year anniversary.
Happy almost anniversary.
Thank you. April 1st. Cannot wait.
It's Super April
stoked.
Fool's Day, but no, it's real. It's real.
It's real. I really did start this company. And I focus on, while I do take on larger clients as well, I focus on small to mid-sized companies because my passion is helping them grow. That's how I started my career, is working with them. So that's how I like to spend my time nowadays. So we do recruiting, full-time direct hire positions, or actually anything direct hire that is either contract or W-2. I also do consulting for employee relations, so making sure that you're in compliance, making sure that everybody's happy and taken care of. And I even handle terminations. Yeah.
Ooh. If you don't want to do it yourself, she'll do it for you.
I will. I have done that for clients. I have been called in multiple times. So now it's actually a service that I offer to go in
and
fire people.
Time and time again, I've heard the adage, you know, be slow to hire, quick to fire.
Yes.
And I believe, especially with the growth spurt that a lot of us are experiencing throughout the Treasure Coast, that is good practice to put in place.
Yes. Yes. And you do not want to. And I know the term toxic environment sounds kind of cliche, but it's really true. And one of the quickest things that causes that is that bad employee, that one that just everybody knows should be gone and nobody will pull the trigger. And it's just frustrating to everybody. And it just brings everyone down, makes everyone else frustrated. So when the second something happens, and I mean something major, you know, if you can go through the steps and try to train and coach and all that, do that. But the second someone does something toxic, like attack another person verbally or physically, either way, if they are bringing other people down, insulting people, nasty to customers, anything like that, fire them. We're in an at-will state, folks. You do not have to hold on to these people. You don't owe them anything. So if they are dragging your business down, let them go. And then go out and find you some top talent to replace them.
Because they're out there.
Trust me.
Now, isn't it the case, though, that most top talent aren't typically looking for a position, right?
Yes.
Yet that's sometimes the most attractive candidate is the one that isn't looking.
That's right. Actually, some of the best people you can get are happy in their jobs, or at least content. Maybe not happy, but content in their jobs. And they are gainfully employed. Why? Because they're good at what they do. So you have to go out and find them and hunt for them. And that's essentially what I do. But there's some things like that you can do on your own, like the LinkedIn bit, right? When you're out there and getting to know people and you're talking about what you do, you will get some of those people that respond to you and go, yeah, you know what? I'd be kind of interested in talking to you, or networking, that type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. But absolutely, you want those people that are hidden in there.
That's fun. Now, for our listeners that are saying, okay, I'm on board with what Catherine's saying. Titan Management sounds like they could help me in a couple different areas as my business continues to grow. How do they best find you?
So you can find me on LinkedIn, Catherine McCord. I'm the one and only. It's Catherine with a K.
Oh, ta-da.
Yeah, seriously.
I love it.
On LinkedIn, I seem to be the only Catherine McCord. So Catherine McCord, MCCORD, or at TitanManagementUSA.com is my website. You can find me there or on the show, Career Launch Live, which is CareerLaunchLive.com.
I love it. I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week for all your manicure, pedicure, lash extension, and waxing needs. I love my Foxy family. They are so incredible and so talented. If you see something and you want it emulated, they can execute. Look at my nails, Catherine.
Oh my gosh, they're gorgeous.
Aren't those fun? It's like spring. I did like these green and white leaves on my shorter camping length nails, because that's right, river roaming with the Tilleries is in full gear moving forward in 2021. We were able to knock out an astounding 17 rivers in 2020 and
wow.
Started like halfway through the year.
That's amazing.
Thank you, COVID. So we're looking forward to just doing what we can to help educate those that are interested in spending some more quality time outdoors with their loved ones as to good items to choose, parks to explore, some of our favorite rivers and why, that sort of thing. So that's riverroamingwiththetilleries.com. We're here in the studio. We're talking about the current job market and what's going on in the Treasure Coast, how as a company you can recruit top talent. And then when we get back from our break, we're going to talk about as a candidate, how you can stand out from the pack. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Have you shopped at the Habitat Restore lately? This is one place that everyone must visit. It's become a regular weekly stop for many who love the thrill of discovering all the newly arriving merchandise. We've become popular because of the generosity of so many Indian River County residents and businesses that donate goods. To start with, we have a deconstruction crew that removes building materials for the purpose of reuse. Through resale, the Restore continues to support the Habitat goal of serving families in our county. Of course, there's more to see. The Restore's massive showroom displays furniture for every room, all in great condition. Shoppers will love the layout, which separates departments including plumbing, home accessories, electronics, lawn and garden, tools, sporting goods, seasonal goods, and more. The Indian River County Habitat Restore is at 4580 North US Highway 1, just north of 45th Street. Tax-deductible donations can be dropped off, or we'll come and pick them up for free. Online at irchabitat.org.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Friends, spring is here, March is coming to a close, and it's all good things ahead. A special birthday shout out, Mr. Richard Coulter of Coulter Designs. We're happily divorced, but I'm telling you, he and I made an incredible young man, and so to you, sir, happy birthday, and congrats on the ongoing success of Coulter Designs, decorative specialty concrete. And I'm just so proud of the work that he does and the work ethic he's helping to instill within our child. I love you, sugar, Charlie Brown. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure he's going to be so glad to hear that shout out.
Right? You know they're driving around right now going, she did that? She's not half bad. I know. TreasureCoast.com, your online event and business directory. TreasureCoast.com, you can upload your upcoming events complimentary. You can place ads. They have some of the largest site visit numbers behind only our local paper and one other platform. They rank top three. And so it's really exciting. TreasureCoast.com. At White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, we are proud to support them. We're proud to support this community. And if you know of anyone who's getting ready to relocate, whether it's locally or nationwide, coming into or out of Florida, our team at White Glove, Interstate Agent for Beacons Van Lines, would be honored to assist. A-plus rated, always a complimentary survey. And movers that you can count on.
Right.
You keep hearing about these nightmares, especially with the real estate market being as hot as it is and people just aren't showing up. Have no fear. With White Glove, we will be there. We will be there and we will give you a price to the penny. There's no surprises. And that's really what it's all about. Moving is stressful enough.
It is.
It really is. It and is. Where did you relocate from, Catherine?
So originally from Texas. And then I came from Fort Lauderdale up to here.
So totally different business market.
100%.
Altogether.
Yeah.
Totally. And in 2014, you launched Titan Management.
I did.
Specializing in HR, job
and
recruitment,
mm-hmm.
consulting.
Yep.
Hiring, yeah. Firing. She likes all of that stuff.
I do. They call me the Terminator.
Oh, my goodness.
I am not afraid of it.
Yet you seem so darn gentle.
Yeah, right.
So if you're just tuning in, Catherine McCord, president of Titan Management. So earlier we were talking about the current job market and how employers can recruit top talent,
right?
Which we love that. And if you need to go back and listen to the broadcast. You can always, all the time, at treasurecoastinsider.us. However, for candidates that are thinking maybe they're happy in their current position, or like you said, content, or they are leaving unemployment and they are ready to get back into the job market.
Ready to dive
How
in.
Do they stand out?
And you have to, because as we were saying earlier, it's saturated.
Yeah.
It's so saturated. That, and maybe the person that you're interviewing with isn't that good at it, which also makes it challenging. So some of the top tips that I can give to candidates is, number one, don't just present a resume. It's boring. And believe it or not, they're actually going to start going away pretty soon. There's some really great technologies and things like that coming out. We're going to start to see the death of the resume, which I'm actually super excited about. So present a candidate profile, like a marketing image, instead of a resume. That's one way to go. Videos are huge right now.
Oh.
Employers want to get videos of you. There's a really cool technology, BombBomb, and I think it's free when you very first sign up, but you make a video of yourself and you can add like different things, you know, little, you can add the speech to the bottom, little speech bubbles. You can add animation if you feel like that's appropriate, depending on the job. And for graphic designers, it's apps and creative positions, it's absolutely amazing. Like marketing, stuff like that. It's
incredible. Yeah, that's fun.
It is, but these videos are huge. So use those to introduce yourself. Use those to thank people. Instead of just sending an email, send them a video. People love it. Another big one is e-cards. People don't think about that. Send out, make a list of the top 10 employers that you want to work for. Let's say right now we're coming up on Easter, right? Send an Easter e-card with animation and all that kind of stuff. Just happy Easter. Hope it's going great. And at the bottom, just sign it with your name and your candidate hopeful.
Oh.
Bam.
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 That does stand out. I'm already excited for whoever did that. That's exciting. April 4th, by the way, is Easter, folks. So you got about a week to go procure your baskets.
Yes.
Or go to tcpremierwomensnetwork.com, check out our directory, and all of, there's lots of talented ladies that can get you what you need real quick.
There are. And man, they have some beautiful baskets. I've been seeing some gorgeous stuff. So definitely check out that directory, 100%.
So those are some good tips for candidates. Now, in our last couple of minutes, Catherine, what would be some effective interviewing things that, as the job market is expanding right now and we're on this uptick, what are some things that those managers and those leaders should be asking those candidates?
Okay, so the very first thing I want to say to anyone out there that's conducting interviews, do not research the top 20 interview questions to ask.
Okay, fair.
Please don't do that. They are very rarely effective and they are annoying, and the candidates are just going to give you cliche answers and you're not going to actually learn anything. Okay.
Okay.
So the very first thing that you want to do is tell them about the position, about the company, and make sure that that's something that they're interested in. So start the interview with that. The next thing you want to do is ask, what are you looking for in your next position? And then be quiet.
Ah.
Just listen.
Listening ears.
Because they are going to tell you more from that question than just about anything else that you can ask. Ask open-ended questions and make sure that you're engaging them and actually listening to what they're saying. It's very easy when you're interviewing to, you know, kind of have a checkbox in your head. Don't do that. Listen to them, pay attention, and cue off of what they're saying. So that's very important. And then follow up. People forget that. They'll interview somebody and then they'll just ghost them, and they don't mean to, they just get busy, but you know, follow up. On the candidate side, go in prepared, do your research, get on their social media, look for news articles about the company, see what's new with them and comment on it.
Uh-huh.
And ask questions about it, and look up their Glassdoor and Indeed reviews and comment on them, even if they're bad. If they're bad, go, hey, I see that there were some concerns here, what are you doing to fix it?
That does seem like someone that is a lot more prepared and interested in the position.
Absolutely.
Than coming in all willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
And
can
I just say, bring your own pen.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yes.
In this COVID climate, seriously, bring your own pen, folks.
Yes, bring a pen. That is good. And also have some kind of technology to take notes. Don't be just sitting there. You know, or something, or pen and paper is fine, too.
I mean, it works. Pen and paper, you don't have to worry about any technical difficulties. Was it charged? Was it not charged? Did it sit in the sun too long? Pen and paper works every time.
Every time. But take your notes. Don't repeat what somebody just told you, you know, that type of thing. And also, another big one is smile on both sides of the desk. Smile.
Valid.
Smile.
Yeah.
This is a connection. This is somebody that's going to be helping you grow your business, or this is somebody who's going to be paying you. Smile at them.
Right. We love that. We love being paid.
Yeah.
And we love great talent. Well, Catherine McCord, you've been a wealth of information, president of Titan Management. One more time with the website for our listeners.
It is titanmanagementusa.com. HabitatRestore.com.
Wonderful. Once again, folks, support our wonderful sponsors. We appreciate them and we hope you will too. You can visit and live link to them at treasurecoastinsider.us. Our next ladies' luncheon is Tuesday, April 6th, Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco. You're not going to want to miss it. Reserve online at tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. Until next week, cheers.